Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, the following show contains adult language. Listener discretion is advised. WFSO Aftermath. We are sponsored by State Farm Insurance. Go to your local Milwaukee one, especially go to the one on 3232 West Loomis Street. Could be Avenue, but I think it's Street. In Milwaukee. Look for Samara Comer. And if you want to get a hold of her by phone about or talk about insurance or anything like that, The number is 414-315-5018. Again, it's 414-315-5018. So, yay, we got a sponsor. probably will.
Okay.
But
I'm looking at, I'm sorry to interrupt, I'm looking at stuff for the gym to wear, and I put in, obviously I'm plus size. I put in plus size gym, plus size active wear. I ain't wearing that at the gym.
Oh, wow. Sounds like a wrestler's, female wrestler's gear. That's what it looks like.
That's what I thought.
I was saying, you must gonna be getting ready for like wrestling or something like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna go for 30 minutes on the treadmill.
Oh, please let it be for me. It is. Oh. What is that?
Unemployment.
Oh, for me? Oh my God, it ain't like I'm getting unemployment for him. But anyways, before we get on to what's going on with WWE, I do want to talk about that Infinite and best promos that The Miz had done in a long time. Now, I like The Miz. I had no problem with The Miz. Not even when he won the WWE Championship, why half of the people were just like, ew. But I guess for him being around so amount of years and won like every single title there, well, maybe except for the cruiserweight. Or you think he's going to lose the weight and try to, like, compete in the Remember, I don't know if you remember on SmackDown that Matt Hardy had to lose weight to try to fit in the cruiserweight division and winning it. Which was kind of good. But, as right now, that's what's on my feed is, like, crunchy chicken nuggets you can make with Cheerios. Yeah, they're showing that right now. But with Daniel Bryan calling Miz a coward for the way he wrestles, which, to be honest, like, I'm not going to get on anybody that wants to, like, play safe or if they want to, you know, risk their career just to, for our entertainment. Either way, good for them. As long as they know what they need to do in the ring, I'm supportive of it. It's like, I haven't badmouthed not many people that can't wrestle or anything like that. I haven't badmouthed. What the?
We'll be back.
We'll be right back.
I'm up on We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky.
We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky.
Supposed to block him.
say. I know a lot of people were. Well, we know Talking Smack is going on right now, and probably do probably catch up with it as soon as I can. But we'll see. Anyways, I'm just want to read something that a wrestling fan had posted up. So I don't know how anybody gonna take this, but I know people that is fans of this certain individual is gonna take a great deal of salt and just be all upset. So here it is. I think the WWE has Dean Ambrose as WWE World Champion and Kevin Owens as the Universal Champion. Not just because they're great performers, competitive, and work the crowd well. It's also because that they are both loyal to the WWE and they both do not injure their opponents. If and when a wrestler injures an opponent, which probably out of spite and on purpose, everything gets ruined. Just like how Seth Rollins had injured Sting, John Cena himself, and now Finn Balor. Things like storylines, bookings, ticket sales, and merchandise, etc., had got ruined. We might never see Sting versus Undertaker because of Seth Rollins.
I think that is kind of true to a certain extent, because I know there it is frowned upon when a wrestler gets injured, and they do talk to that wrestler that's injured and say, you know, how did this happen? You know what I mean?
Right.
And I'm sure if it keeps coming, I mean, especially if it's the same wrestler who's injuring so many people over and over, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I guess me is like, I can understand where he's coming from. And, you know, certain wrestlers might move the wrong way or something like that. But I can see the semblance of, like, what happened between Sting and Finn Balor. Like, they both ended up getting injured by the throwaway powerbomb. Was, you know, ended Sting's career and had Finn Balor injured and out for like 6 months. But after the John Cena thing, he was only out for like a couple of weeks because he broke his nose.
Right, but it's still the same thing as over and over again, and it's still the same person, you know, causing injuries over and over again. I know that there are fluke injuries that happen,
uh-huh.
And we've seen some of them where you're like, oh my God. Where you know it's the person landing wrong. But when it comes down to it, it's like, oh, this person was injured again, Seth Rollins, and then this person was injured by Seth Rollins. And then it's kind of like, what's going on that there are so many injuries that are occurring during matches with this person? It's not that he's that good. It's that he's obviously sloppy at certain things. Do you know what I mean?
Right. And I know some people are going to be like, there ain't nothing wrong with him. You know. It's just like you have your, of course, like his fans be like, he didn't do it on purpose, blah, 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 blah. But, this is say he wrestles next week and he ends up injuring somebody again, like, either doing the same move or what? Then it's like, you're already going to have a problem, but then you're going to look at it like it's more of a problem.
Well, my whole thing is look at the amount of injuries that occurred when he was out. It wasn't half as many as when he was back. So it tells you that he's a little bit reckless. I'm not saying that he isn't a good wrestler.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Because I know some people probably would take it the wrong way, and me just letting some people know, don't.
There are officers in riot gear in 44th an hour.
There's a...
Officers wearing riot gear right now on 44th an hour.
Oh, my God.
Really?
We're not particularly watching this, so let me...
Yeah, it's recorded anyway, but...
Okay, it's not showing anything. It was
probably will keep up there with that. Don't get off the wrestling subject. Milwaukee has like a bit of a riot that happened earlier this month with a shooting of an armed suspect by a police officer. Was the police officer was black, and a lot of people that was part of the riots and stuff, they took it the wrong way. They thought it was a white cop, and it ended up being a black cop.
And it was something he went to school with and grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
And, but that just shows you, doesn't it? The two people who went to the same school, were afforded the same, you know, thing, both took two different paths.
Yeah. But, it is just something crazy like that. It's just like, when it ever ends. But, let's talk about Monday Night Raw. Let's see. They have, like, three matches within the first hour, but they had, like, between the first hour and second hour, a fourth one in between. Then it's like they just did, like, hour two and hour three is just, like, about two matches, which I just really just don't get, like, why they do it that way. But the thing I love with this Raw, that it was a very good one, and it was also, they didn't do like the first 20 minutes of the show talking. It ended up being like the first 10 minutes or so. Exactly. And it's like, if they can keep like doing something like that, or just like kick off with a match, it'd be gold, in my opinion. Anyways, Chris Jericho defeated Neville. Nia Jax went against a local lady, which gear I did like. Sami Zayn defeated Jinder Mahal, and they called him a veteran. It was a six-person tag with the New Day and Bayley versus Luke Gallows, Carl Anderson, and Dana Brooke. New Day and Bayley won. Match two of the best of seven with Sheamus and Cesaro, with Sheamus now up 2-0. A local person went against Braun Strowman. Titus O'Neil went against Darren Young, and Derek Young did win the match. Didn't mark that for some odd reason. And the WWE Universal Championship played a four-way match with Roman Reigns, Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins, and Big Cass. Now, before we go on and talk about who won and all that stuff, I know there are some people that don't want a certain individual to win, and plus, I was kind of happy that this certain individual did win, that another individual didn't win. So I know some people have probably saw my post yesterday before the match even started, like, anyone but Seth. But why I put anyone but Seth is because of his fans. They are, like, his fans, I'm not going to say all of them, just some of them are just, they're just horrible. They're just, you expect, like, people talk about a good guy 24/7, but just, like, you talk about... When you talk about a heel 24/7, but it's just saying like he's better, he's the best in the whole world, and blah blah blah. You know, it just goes overboard. So that's just my opinion on that one. And plus, know some people were thinking like Big Cass should have won it, but although his mic skills are better, in my opinion, I just think it wasn't the time or place for him to win that belt at the moment. Maybe in the near future he'll probably win it, but I just didn't see him winning it right now. And if he did would have won it yesterday, I probably would have been completely shocked. And I know some people would have been happy if he did, but I just think he just wasn't ready as of yet. And so he ended up being eliminated first, which ended up being between Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins, and Roman Reigns. It seemed like Roman Reigns, they had the match up in hand until the surprising return of Triple H and a pedigree Roman Reigns outside of the ring, threw him in the ring, then threw Seth Rollins in the ring to pin him 1-2-3, and Roman Reigns ended up being eliminated. Although Kevin Owens was kind of like out anyway, and Triple H got in the ring, he picked up Kevin Owens, and it looked like he was about to throw him to Seth Rollins until Triple H, out of nowhere, kicked Seth Rollins and did a pedigree on him, and Kevin Owens saw the opportunity to pin Seth Rollins 1-2-3, and there's your winner, and the new Universal Champion, Kevin Owens, and now the second person that gets to hold it. So, I can kind of understand why some people just thought that Kevin Owens should have won it because they don't like who he is or anything like that, or they just never been a fan of him in the first place. That I can understand if you haven't been a fan of him in the first place and just couldn't get behind him. Part of that I can understand. And some of you Kevin Owens fans, some of y'all are horrible too. But I just think it was the right call because it was like they already like elevated the guy to be like a good heel. And just like he just needed a title. It was like if they want to put him back to the, well, it probably would have been the U.S. title, which is run hold by Rusev. Maybe they want him to maybe be in that mode. But I guess thinking that it was time for them to have a monster heel to hold the title, which, like I said, was a good move. And congratulations to Kevin Owens for winning the Universal title. And although some of you don't like it and some of you do, that I think he deserved it. Like the fans were saying, you deserve it. But last night's Raw was the best Raw that they had so far this year. So.
Did you ask me a question?
Oh, do you want me to ask you a question?
No, I thought you just asked me a question because you said something and then you stopped and looked at me. And I'm looking at you, so I wasn't paying attention.
Oh. That's cool. No, I was just thinking that last night Raw was like the best Raw that they had so far this year.
Yeah.
Well, one of the best, I should say. Well, despite the way they did some of the matches and how some of it was set up, but it was a good one. Before we go on the break, I did do a poll on WFSO Women's Wrestling Group, and surprisingly, we're coming up with a lot of members of this group as of late. Just like a lot of people posting about like women wrestling and all that stuff, which is like what we want to do, and just hope this group continues to grow and grow and grow. So look for WFSO Women's Wrestling on Facebook and join in the conversation and just talk about women's wrestling. I put a poll up. I didn't do like a perfect poll, but I did like a poll. I pick, since these two are probably going to be feuding in the near future, probably for the women's title, I put Charlotte or Bayley. So all of you that voted so far have chose Bayley. Well, I guess I can see why, because I guess some of y'all like think that she's more talented than Charlotte. Charlotte does have the athleticism, and I know some of y'all think she looks like a dude, but she does have the athleticism to be a wrestler, and she's done pretty good for herself. And and Bayley is, she's all around popular, especially like her time in NXT. It doesn't look like a dude that angle says. So when we come back, we're going to talk about on SmackDown and probably a little bit of TNA. So we will be right back. Let me just find us here, and this would be for the haters.
I'm right. Fuck you and I'm fine.
been lost my mind. Been lost. But anyways, welcome back. Let's see. The main event for, well, it's somewhat set for Bound for Glory for TNA is kind of set. So Lashley and Mike Bennett have a match, I think it's next week, for the TNA World title. So the winner of that goes against EC3, because EC3 and Drew Galloway had a match last week to go against each other, that the winner will get a title shot. So, of course, EC3 won, and as you know, Bobby Lashley and, as I mentioned, Mike Bennett will fight next week. And the reason Mike Bennett has a title shot, because this past Thursday he ended up, I think it was like 20 other people from, I think it was 20 other people in TNA that had to go for the, fighting for the title or whatnot. Also, I don't know when they're going to do the X Division title, but match, I don't know if they're going to do it for Bound for Glory or anything like that, but that's probably going to happen. The Kingdom Mountain title, that's probably going to happen at Bound for Glory as well. But I was going to say, I do like Eli Drake, especially the segment he does called Fact of Life when he pressed the dummy button. Just funny. So he's just one of those guys that you can grow to hate him, but he's funny. And like a lot of people, you know, play that type of heelish character. But also, Lucha Underground will be back for season 3 tomorrow on El Rey Network. They didn't take that long to break like they did the last time, which is good, because I think they only took like a month or month and a half off, which was a smart thing on their part, because it's like, if you want to take like a break, you don't want to take that much of a break. It's something like you just want to have at least what they did, a month and a half, because I think the last break they had between season 1 and season 2, I think it was like months and months that they had a break, which is just kind of crazy. But so I'm just glad they were smart in that part and just like did like a short break and not a long one. So check out Lucha Underground. It's 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Eastern on the El Rey Network. So call your local cable provider for all that information. And now let's get back to talking about tonight. SmackDown, they had two tag team championship tournaments, both on first round. They had a Hype Bros go against the Von Der Villains. I know some people are upset how the way they're treating the Von Der Villains, which I can kind of understand because, but there's some people that's behind the Von Der Villains, and because I know people like them and how they were in NXT and how they were presented and stuff like that. But you're not getting that many people cheering or booing them. Like making, yeah, it's like nobody's making no noise any type of way about them. And I think they're just kind of holding on to a thread, and I think that's probably the reason why they lost the Hype Bros, because it's like they're not like that
I think
over either way.
Just doesn't, now they've brought them up, doesn't know what to do with them.
Yeah, that's
you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. AJ Styles went against Apollo Crews in a good match, and AJ Styles did win the match. Diva tag match with Natalya and Alexa Bliss defeated Naomi and Becky Lynch, which was kind of a little bit of a scuffle they had, especially between Nikki Bella and Carmella, where Nikki Bella was out there ringside doing commentary, And Carmella, out of nowhere, just, you know, started attacking Nikki Bella. The return of the Headbangers went against East Slater and Rhino, which the match kind of ended kind of quick, but I don't know how Rhino's head got busted open, but it did get busted open, and it was a good match. And, of course, you know, Headbangers didn't lose the stamina. They've been wrestling in the independent circuit and stuff like that. But anyways, East Slater and Rhino did win, and they advanced, and they're going to go against the Hype Bros, and I don't know, they're going to have that, they're probably going to have that match next week, and America Alpha is going to go against the Usos next week as well in the semifinals. Main event was Baron Corbin versus Dean Ambrose. AJ Styles was out there doing commentary, but before that, we got a guy, the Milkman Millen. I don't know if he's related to Jake the Milkman Millen, that was out there. Excuse me. I guess he was trying to challenge somebody or trying to get a contract or whatever the case may be.
His Tidy White is wearing Tidy White is to Big Big Brown.
Especially Kane came out there, choke slamming him and left.
That's what I'm saying. They went from Tidy White is to Brownie Wellies.
I think that's what it was. He was trying to put his clothes on, and by the time he got out there, so he can probably run, but didn't make it too far. Baron Corbin and Dean Ambrose had a decent match. Besides AJ's interference, Ashton kicking Baron Corbin did win the match by disqualification. And it seems like Dean Ambrose had an upper hand on both of them, so, and that's how they ended SmackDown. So we're going to take one more final break and probably talk about a little bit more of our rating of SmackDown and probably other stuff that's going around in the area. So we will be right back.
Lately I've been hard to reach. I've been too long on my own. Everybody has a private world where they can be alone. Are you cold? Are you trying to get through? Are you reaching out for me? I'm reaching out for you.
I'm just so fucking depressed, I just can't seem to get out this slump. If I could just get over this hump, but I need something to pull me out this dump. I took my bruises, took my lumps, fell down and I got right back up. But I need that spark to get psyched back up in order for me to pick the mic back up. I don't know how or why or when I ended up in this position I'm in. I'm starting to feel distant again, so I decided just to pick this pen up and try to make an attempt to vent. But I just can't admit or come to grips with the fact that I may be done with rap. I need a new outlet, and I know some shit's so hard to swallow, but I just can't sit back and wallow in my own sorrow. But I know one fact, I'll be one tough fact to follow. One tough fact to follow, I'll be one tough fact to follow. Here today, gone tomorrow, but you have to walk 1,000 miles.
In my shoes, just to see what it's like to be me. I'll be you, let's trade shoes, just to see what it'd be like to. Feel your pain, feel mine, go inside each other's minds, just to see what we find. Look at shit through each other's eyes.
The temperature of the room just as soon as I walk in, it's like all eyes on me. So I try to avoid any eye contact, cause if I do that, then it opens the door for conversation like I want that. I'm not looking for extra attention, I just wanna be just like you. Blend in with the rest of the room, maybe just point me to the closest restroom. I don't need no fucking manservant trying to follow me around and wipe my ass. Laugh at every single joke I crack, and half of them ain't even funny like that. Marshall, you're so funny, man, you should be a comedian, goddamn. Unfortunately, I am. I just hide behind the fears of a clown. So why don't you all sit down? Listen to the tale I'm about to tell. Hell, we don't gotta trade our shoes, and you ain't gotta walk no thousand miles.
In my shoes, just to see what it's like to be me. I'll be you. Let's trade shoes, just to see what it'd be like to feel your pain, feel mine. Go inside each other's minds, just to see what we find. Look at shit through each other's eyes. But don't let them say you ain't beautiful. Oh, they can all get fucked, just stay true to you. So, don't let them say you ain't beautiful. Oh, they can all get fucked, just stay true to you.
Nobody asked for life to deal us with these bullshit hands with doubt. We gotta take these cards ourselves and flip them, don't expect no help. Now I could have either just sat on my ass and pissed and moaned, or take the situation in which I'm placed in and get up and kick my own. I was never the type of kid to wait by the door and pack his bags and sat on the porch and hoped and prayed for a dad that showed up who never did. I just wanted to fit in every single place, every school I went. I dreamed of being that cool kid, even if it meant acting stupid. And Edna always told me, keep making that face that it gets stuck like that. Meanwhile, I'm just standing there holding my tongue, trying to talk like that. Till I suck my tongue on that frozen stop sign pole at 8 years old. I learned my lesson then, cause I wasn't trying to impress my friends no more. But I already told you my whole life story, not just based on my description. Cause where you see it from where you're sitting is probably 110% different. I guess we would have to walk a mile in each other's shoes at least. What size you wear, I wear 10s. Let's see if you can fit your feet.
In my shoes, just to see what it's like to be me. I'll be you, let's straight shoes, just to see what it'd be like to do your pain, feel mine, go inside each other's minds, just to see what we find, look at shit through each other's eyes, but don't let them say you ain't beautiful, oh, they can all get fucked, just stay true.
They all gonna be champions, like tag champions and stuff like that. So they're going to have a match sometime. They're going to have a match this Saturday. I don't know what titles are going to be on the line or anything like that. So look for Legacy Pro Wrestling Wisconsin on Facebook and just find all the information on that. But I will be there, and it should be an amazing show. I think I know there's other shows that's going on, so look for WFSO on Facebook, and you can find all that information out, and it should be up. Don't forget, we also are sponsored by State Farm Insurance. Yay! And if you need a quote about life insurance, or if you have like a business you want to do like insurance or car insurance or anything like that, you go to Shamara Corner. That is my cousin, and she's at the State Farm at 3232 West Loomis Street. If you want to get a hold of her, you can get a hold of her at her cell. It's 414-315-5018. Again, it's 414-315-5018. And she will also will give you a quote on any type of insurance that you're looking for. So, well, you did see tonight's on SmackDown. So what do you think, Ayla?
I wasn't ready to tell you much attention to it, so sorry. Well, I saw it was... okay, they've got a lot of making up to do for the brand split because it kind of went down.
Our first brand split pay-per-view, which is Backlash, would be a SmackDown pay-per-view only. That is next Sunday. Possible might do something after that. Talk about the results and things like that. So they got like a few matches. Of course, the finals of the tag tournament, the six-pack challenge for the women's title, the WWE championship also on the line, and be Randy Orton versus Bray Wyatt. That would happen at Backlash. So I think that's like about four matches that they got down so far. So they're probably going to end up making more next week. But you know, the Intercontinental title has to be on the line, so just figure out who's gonna go against the Miz and whatnot. But who knows? Anyways, we're out of time. I want to thank you guys for listening in. Hazel will be on tomorrow for her Hazel's Run Her Mouth. I might call in, or I know I probably would make it back in time to be in part of the show. But anyways, I know they telling me to go, but from Hazel, this is Artrell. And I guess you'll hear Hazel Runs Her Mouth tomorrow at 8:30 p.m. Central Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, on the same network. Till then, you guys have a good night. Enjoy your week.